name. But as we wrap up this this interview and panel segment of our service, I asked our panel members, how has God met you at Sunnyside? What is God doing in your life as part of the community here of the church? What has God been doing? And so, Adele, you had another kind of thing about sharing about belonging.
Yes, so this is a topic that's very current, ongoing in my life. The service where Pastor Jesse preached about labels and we had an opportunity to put a label that we had experienced on the cross was a very meaningful service for me. And so the label I put was outsider. And so everywhere I go, I kind of stand out as different really quickly, just need to say a few words and my accent comes out. And so I believe that in Christ, he welcomes me into his family. And that this church has felt like a place where I can really lean into that truth, a space where I can belong. And that belonging comes from being called a child of God, that I need forgiveness, that I believe that Jesus forgives me. And that's just the same as each person in the church family. And so that gives me a lot of hope for having the label of being included.
Awesome. Thanks. Dietrich, you had a sharing about...
Yeah, that. I think what I wrote in my note was that this isn't the Sunday that I'm supposed to preach a sermon. So I'm not allowed to share all the things that have stood out to me about the many sermons that I've listened to or have been totally challenged, encouraged, or felt really equipped by. I remember just as I was thinking about this question, I was like, whoa, there are so many people that have spoken in this church, from Carrie, Jesse, Nate, Rick, Paul, Drew, and others, guest speakers. That's a lot of people that have spoken God's word to us. There's so many different themes that have spoken to me through that, or Wake Up the World, Jesse speaking, and the people that he's brought in to speak to us. Some quick little highlights. I think actually they happen to be both from what Nate has shared in the past. One is walking in the dust of our rabbi, and Jesus is our rabbi. And that being a really cool image to wake up every day thinking, Jesus, how am I walking in your dust and pursuing you first? And also from John 15, the vine and the branches, how can we be connected with Jesus, connected to him in every day and every moment? That is something that I continue to grow in and has been a cool challenge and encouragement from speaking here.
Oh, thanks for that, Dietrich. And the last question I asked was, what hopes and dreams do you have for the future of Sunnyside as we look to do new things? I was thinking as you were sharing about some past events and different things we used to do, like the progressive dinner, and hey, we can still do those things. And if anyone's like, oh yeah, I'd like to organize something like that, come and chat with us about new ideas in the future and old ideas being brought back to life and like Adopt a Student, which we've just started once again, and different ways we can be involved. But even more than that, where is God taking us? What is God calling us to be part of? Because he's working, and he's working in our midst, but he's also preparing a harvest field for us to be part of. And so I've asked Jill to share a little bit about that as well.
My vision for Sunnyside is to have an army of servant-hearted people. That can you imagine coming into a place where people are caring, serving, making a difference? And I believe that we're here in the old Ottawa South and to serve Ottawa as around to be that light, that hope. We've got great news that there's an amazing God that loves us. So we want to share that, and we want to have engagement. We've been out helping with different activities. Some people think, well, what's very spiritual about pumpkin carving? But you know what? It was an opportunity to invite people that you wouldn't normally have had. And they did an amazing job, and they worked from about 4, the pastors were here working from about 4:30 to about 10:30, and they carried in close to between 20 and 30 pumpkins. No strange feat, but it really was a good opportunity and other efforts that they're doing. So I encourage all of you to be part of it. Come and just be present. Be a friendly face, someone to care for. So this is where building community, things can be impromptu, and there's joy in serving. I can really, really attest to that. You don't see very many sourpusses that are volunteering, you know? So it's a great way to come and enjoy life. met somebody washing dishes yesterday morning. You know, that's great. I wouldn't have crossed paths with them otherwise. And it, so I really encourage you, if you want to put meaning in your life, get out and serve. Mm-hmm. And it can just be in small ways, or just be present and bring someone with you.
Yep.
We need to share that good news.
That's good. Heather, you've been actively sharing. You know, I loved that introduction. They were talking about having 80 people in your home one time. That's insane. I don't know how you even manage that, but that's, I love it. But one of the things that I asked Heather to share about is how they are actively bringing Christ to their neighborhood and the world around them, because the community of the church is not just here, right? Where the church is not Sunday morning. The church is all of us all the time, and where we are part of, and the idea is not to stay, but to gather to go. And so, yeah, would you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we've lived on Hopewell in this neighborhood down at the far end near the pool for 25 years. One way I think about God putting us where we are is He planted us. And it was 7 years in that home before we began student ministry, which was to Carleton University. And then it was like, wow, God, you're so cool. Like, now we can have people over a lot. And so we served in the local campus ministry with the Navigators, having students in our home. So they were neighbors. Sanya was a part of that. But it's another way of being planted is just being present to my neighbors who live right around me. And so my husband and I have had our 18th annual block party. So for 18 years straight, we've had the gathering on our street. We now have a team of core neighbors who just love to help make it happen. So Chris and I are still the glue and the, you know, reminders and things, but our street loves this sense of gathering with each other and being connected. So in my mind, it's like, what am I doing? I don't have an agenda other than having a love agenda, which means that there's no conditions. Love just happens. And so I seek to build relationships. And it was probably about 17 years ago, I just felt like I needed to pray for my neighbors with them when something came up, that there was a need they expressed. And I remember praying for one neighbor. She had inoperable cancer. And so I told her, I'm going to pray for you every time I see you and your dog. And I was out with my dog. And she's still alive. She's still living right around the corner. And
good.
So I'm just committed to, like, okay, God. Well, sometimes I'll feel like, oh, I haven't touched base with so-and-so and so-and-so, and I haven't seen these people in a while. And it's like, whoa, just relax. God, you're seeing them all the time. You are loving them all the time. And I just need to just get in sync with you. What's on your heart? And not overburden, but just be, don't have an on switch and an off switch. Just keep the switch on and just love in pace with Him. And God is not interested in burning me out while I love my neighbors. So,
that's good.
Anyway, was this something?
Yeah, no, that's good. And so I asked Monica also to share something she shared with me a little while ago about kind of a vision and a dream even that you have had about Sunnyside in the future. So share with us a bit about that.
So my prayer for Sunnyside is that we be a church full of life. God is so good, and He has so much for us. And so I pray that we would live so full of His love and power that extends to everyone we encounter, that this is the most friendliest, most welcoming place when people come in. And I'd like to share my dream with you, if I may. It was a few years ago, and it's so special and so powerful to me that, of course, I can't describe it in words, but there was a whole bunch of us from Sunnyside, and we were praying together, we were listening to God, we were worshiping Him, and as we did so, the whole place was filled with His glory. but it was amazing because it was like a cloud. You could see it. You could smell it, the most beautiful smell you can imagine. And you could feel it. It was tangible. It was amazing. And that's what God is like. And the beautiful thing is, the most wonderful thing about that is that it was normal for us. We were used to it, and we knew that God was about to do something big. We were waiting for it, and we were seeking him and listening to him. So I encourage you, God has so much, more than you can imagine, his word says. But we need to spend time with him, listening to him, worshiping him, putting him first in our lives. We can't expect him to do much if we don't put him as our priority, right? So that is what my encouragement for you to be, is we do it together, it's so much more powerful.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. And would you give them a hand for being part of our service today? I really appreciate it.